the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast, and hopefully you lived up to the fade portion of the name of the podcast, because we were 0-5 in the Fade 5. That's why we call it the Fade 5. Do the opposite. Make all kinds of bank. Maybe buy a private island somewhere in the Caribbean. But, Lundy, we're going to get back after it. The only thing I got right yesterday, and I don't recall everything I had in bonus time, but I did hit the two-legger on the alt line in the NBA last night. So, you know what? We're going to go back to that well. We're going to play this card again and hopefully splash the pot with some winnings. So, we got a pair, of course, of NBA matchups tonight in the postseason, and I'm going to go with both home teams just to win straight up. So give me Miami on the money line. Give me Phoenix on the money line. You slap those two together at DraftKings, and it's a plus 130. You look at the Heat. It's a 6.8 net efficiency rating versus a 5.7 net efficiency rating for the Philadelphia 76ers. So pretty tightly matched here. It is deadlocked now at 2-2. But with this game going back to South Beach, I think Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and company, Tyler Hero, really rise to the occasion and regain the edge that they had. Remember where they raced out to a 2-0 lead. Both of those games coming at home. And then meanwhile for Phoenix, Chris Paul has been quite the roller coaster ride. But Devin Booker has been sensational in this NBA postseason. DeAndre Ayton is finally starting to board again with back-to-back 11s in the rebounding category. And they do also have a slight edge over Dallas in terms of overall net efficiency in this NBA postseason, 3.0 to 2.1. So I believe both these games are going to be nip and tuck. Either going to be blowouts by any stretch of the imagination, but I believe home court will reign supreme, and as a result, on that two-legger plus 130. So an early fade or follow, my man. Do you think somebody's going to be a road warrior tonight in these two matchups, or are you going to roll with the chalk like me?
I'm fading everything that we do. I'm even debating just saying the opposite of what I want on today's podcast, because yesterday was vomit inducing.
It was awful.
It was frustrating. It was, you and I were basically the horse that was in the lead.
Yes.
Right. And then all of our picks were basically just completely turned to the glue factory because yep. Rich Strike just went right past us. That was us. We're like, all right, feeling good about my picks. So at this point, man, sure, I will roll with the home teams, and then I'm just going to cross my fingers that we don't get passed by a horse that was, you know, in 17th place just a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, to use like a medieval times reference, you're in a suit of armor, you're on your horse, you get balked off of it, and then because of the heavyweight, you drown in a small puddle of water. That's kind of how I felt yesterday, watching all of my tickets burn in this raging inferno in front of me. But that's gambling, man. And we get back after it here on this Taco Tuesday edition with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, let's drop the puck and make some bucks. You didn't do so hot in the NHL last night, but I feel that a heater is about to come on. So what do you got for me in the Stanley Cup playoffs this evening?
Oh, I'd be all right. We went 1-4 yesterday. We did hit actually a prop that has just been cashing through the first round, but unfortunately now the Avs blew Nashville out of the first round in a sweep, so we can't do it. We did hit a Roman Josi shots prop. He needed over 3.5. He had 8, so that was an easy one for us at plus odds. Everything else sucked. It sucked ass. So let's get to tonight. Let's start with Tampa and Toronto. This has been a really fascinating series for me because it's really been kind of back and forth. Tampa has just looked like just bleh in games 1 and 3. And then all of a sudden in games 2 and 4, they looked really good. But in this particular case, I'm going to go with the over. And I was doing overs and unders yesterday and just got kicked right in the nuts. So let's hope it doesn't happen again. We're looking at a matchup here that has hit the over in 3 straight. The goalies have been sort of up and down, in particular Jack Campbell for Toronto, who had a shutout in game one, but then had to get pulled in game four because he had given up five goals on something like 16 shots. So if Toronto wants to win this, Jack Campbell's got to step up his game, but I haven't seen enough consistency out of either of these two goaltenders. So I'm going to take the over at 6.5. It's juiced up a little bit at DraftKings right now at a minus 125, but let's look for some heavy scoring north of the border tonight.
Yeah, and looking at the numbers from our friends at BetMGM, 89% of the public spread tickets and 86% of the handle on this over. So ride with Joe Public. Lundy is willing to do so.
Number four.
All right, Nathaniel, let's drop the puck and make some more bucks. Give me another winner in your second NHL play of the night. What is that?
I'm sticking with another over. We go to Minnesota, and they will be taking on St. Louis. Now, the winner of this series will take on the Avs now that the Avs have swept Nashville out as of last night. So Colorado just sits around now and figures out whether they're going to play the Blues or the Wild in round two. Going to take the over at 6.5. DraftKings minus 110 in this one. Here's the totals through the first four games. Four, but then 8, 6, and 7. So basically over this number twice and under this number twice. But in their three regular season matchups, the totals were 10, 7, and 11. So if you take the total of seven matchups that have taken place between these two squads this season, between the postseason and the regular season, they are over in five out of the seven. So I am going to put a little bit of the regular season magic into this, put all of it together, because I do believe we will continue to see scoring. You got Kirill Kaprizov, who has just been so much fun to watch this season. He's got five goals already through the first four games of this series. So take the Blues and the Wild. I think we're going to see another high-scoring affair, just as we saw in their last contest on Sunday. I think they get to seven, maybe eight in this one. Let's see if we can get two overs to hit on today's Fade 5.
Yeah, and another trendy slap shots into the nets. 79% of the public spread tickets on the over in this one at Betty and
MGM. I'm doomed.
I know. I don't. Well, you know what? It could be the public's night, which means it could be your night as well. I'm letting it ride with Lundy because I don't know jack squat about hockey.
Number three.
All right, let's go to the diamond here, Lundy, and let's talk about the New York Yankees taking on the Toronto Blue Jays and a couple of teams with some heavy lumber. And, you know, generally speaking, this series so far this year, seven games in total, has been rather low scoring. But I think that narrative changes tonight for the squad in pinstripes as the Yankees are at home against Yusei Kikuchi, who has been the bearer of good luck. And I think there is a correction coming in his ERA, hovering around four right now, but honestly, it should be much higher because you look at the walks per nine for Kikuchi, 6.10 this season. He's also given up 1.74 home runs per nine. That is a lethal combination to your ERA. Oh, and on top of that, one of the highest hard hit percentages surrendered this season at 49.2%. The Yankees this year are averaging 4.7 runs per game at home. That's why I think they're going to cash handsomely on this over 3.5 runs at minus 125 at DraftKings. Though they have only been over in three of seven matchups this season against the Jays. However, they are raking a 7.77 OPS against left-handed pitchers, which Kikuchi is. So those sevens across the board hopefully will be lucky in nature. So Aaron Judge and company, fade or follow, they get over 3.5 runs against the Jays, minus 125 at DraftKings, Lundy.
I'm all about the overs. I told you. I'm just feeling overs. I want lots of scoring. I want all my player props to hit. I want to feel better than I did last night. I had a really good time because the Avs swept. But I open up my app and I'm like, well, son of a bitch, I just keep missing everything. So to me, I'm all about the overs today, Brad. I need you to give me as many overs as humanly possible on today's Fade 5 because I need to replenish the bank account, if I'm just being honest.
That makes two of us after all of the units poof vanished into thin air for yours truly as well yesterday. Roll with the Bronx Bombers. Stay tuned for my top picks of the day in the National Basketball Association postseason, plus bonus time not only on the hardwood but in the NHL on the ice and more. Major League Baseball action.
Number two.
All right, Luddy, let's get to these playoff games. We got Dallas, we got Phoenix down there in the desert, and let's get creative here. When I am mired in a massive slump, I try to really start digging in on some one-game parlays or SGPs to try to reduce some of the thresholds, get that juice down, and then get seduced by that juice. And we're going to do exactly that with Spencer Dinwiddie, a player I've yet to wager on this NBA postseason. But you know, looking at the box score, some of the trends here of late, and look at the matchup, I do like this little two-legger that I put together at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's Dinwiddie to hit a triple, just one, and to dish out three or more assists. And if both of those hit, it is plus 105 at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at what Dinwiddie has done in this series. I mean, he's averaging 25.3 minutes per game off the bench. So one of those key, really in a six-man role for this Mavericks rotation. He has hit at least one triple in 7 of 8 playoff games. And you look at the Phoenix Suns, they have allowed a 38% three-point percentage in this NBA postseason. Among teams that are still alive and kicking, that is the highest surrendered mark along the perimeter. Meanwhile, Dinwiddie has logged at least three or more assists in 3 of his last 4 games. However, the Suns have surrendered one of the lowest assists per game mark at 21.0. Still, given the high tick, given the trends here, and given the plus odds, I've already got a ticket out on this. So fade or follow Spencer Dinwiddie, one made triple, baby, and 3 or more assists, plus 105 at DraftKings.
This is actually kind of my approach to trying to get back on track today, is I'm going and finding, I'm doing a couple of them, working on a couple of them in baseball. I'm doing very simple, and to your point, sometimes just two-leg same-game parlays today, just to try to do little wins. Like, I'd be perfectly happy if it was just like, oh, plus 118. And I'll be sitting there smiling like a toddler with a popsicle, okay? That's really all I need today. Little tiny wins. I'm not trying to knock, Aaron Judge grand slams here, man. Just give me Tony Gwynn, nice simple singles, out to left. I'll be good. So I like this one a lot. If all I need is a 3 and then a trio of assists, nice simple numbers, positive odds, cash in the bank. Man, I need that good feeling today.
Mom, cherry popsicle and a winning ticket. Stat
number one.
All right, let's go back to the NBA. Let's do another one of these, Lundy. Why the hell not? Another SGP or one game parlays, what they call it at BetMGM. And this is where I logged this one. It's all about Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy Butler, 20 plus points. Jimmy Butler to get at least 1 3, and then Butler for 2 or more steals. Uno, dos, tres. All 3 of those legs hit. It is plus 160 on that one. If you look at Butler, his last 3 games, he's nuclear. 31.7 points per game scored. He scored at least 20 points in 7 of his last 8 games. So all but 1 playoff game, he's hit a 3. At least 1 in every playoff game, all 8 matchups so far, and he has had 2 or more steals in every single playoff game as well. So again, all the trends are pointing in the right direction. He's back at home. He has carried this team on his shoulder in a couple of disappointing L's in the city of brotherly love, but this is the one I feel best about, which means something disastrous is going to happen, like a land shark is going to swallow Jimmy's arm or something before the game starts. But I'm going to roll with it anyway. Jimmy Butler, 20-plus points, 1 or more 3s made, 2 or more steals, plus 160 at BetMGM. Fingers and toes crossed. This is a winner. Fade or follow.
I love the land shark reference. That's just he's just coming up like left shark, like with Katy Perry,
yeah,
or like
yeah,
true
exactly.
Land shark. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll roll with. Look, man, I figure if you and I went 0-for-5 yesterday, I've always had this theory on the TV show on You Bet Tonight, that if I go 0-for-5 on ICYMI, which is our final segment of the show, then I always think, okay, the next show I can't nearly be as bad, right? Like I can't, and believe me, I actually have been as bad 2 shows in a row. But sometimes when we go 0 for 5 here on the pod, I feel like, okay, got to flip the script. Things are going to go good today. So I'm following you on this one. I'm all about the follows today. I just want some damn cash, Mom.
Yeah, and again, more popsicles, please. We just got to switch up the mojo. All right, Lundy, hopefully we'll go 5 for 5 on the Fade 5. But usually where we perform at our best, at least we get a couple of winners, is always what is left on the cutting room floor. And boot is time! What else you got for me this evening?
Let me give you a couple. Let me go back to the ice, first of all, in that St. Louis-Minnesota game. Ryan Hartman, so far in the 4 games, he doesn't have any goals, but he's got 5 assists. And he's just a minus 135 to get a point. That's all he's got to do, a goal or an assist. He's already doing better than that. He was 4th on the team in the regular season in points. He had a total of 65. So just in a game that I'm expecting to see a lot of scoring, I try to go find some player props for points or power play points. Ryan Hartman's my pick in that St. Louis-Minnesota game. Yes, it's a minus 135, so maybe there is another player prop you want to put it with. That is just fine. Brad, the other thing right now that is proving to be profitable is fading the Colorado Rockies, In particular, a couple of folks. Yesterday made some bank on Grichuk for the Rockies, who was 1 for 11 lifetime against Carlos Rodon with 6 strikeouts. Last night he went 0 for 4 and had 3 more Ks. So that was a nice no-hit player prop. But there's 2 that I want to do within this game. First of all, Alex Wood, Brad, is a plus 120 to have over 5.5 strikeouts. Now, this is a number that he's only been over twice so far this season, but he just went over that number in his last start against the Dodgers. Despite giving up some earned runs, he actually had 7 Ks in that game. And again, the Rockies are struggling right now. So I like that bet at the plus 120. But what I like even better, and I did this over at FanDuel, Brad, if I take Alex Wood for 5 or more strikeouts, and I put that together with Mike Yastrzemski for a hit, and he's got hits in 9 out of his last 10 games. If I put those 2 together, that simple 2-leg same gamer is a plus 119.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a great call there. See, and I love how you get creative with some of those same gamers, and I love how you use the hits prop in particular. So I'm 100% with you there, my friend. In fact, I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to give you my 3-leg hits only prop, and it's a parlay. And hopefully this will cash a plus 152. Put this together at FanDuel. DJ LeMahieu against Toronto. He's 6 for 14 lifetime against Yusei Kikuchi and has logged a hit 18 of his last 22 games and in 4 or 5 games against the Jays this season. Whit Merrifield is due. I mean, he is batting a repulsive 135 right now and is in an 0-for-16 drought, but he is 8-for-21 lifetime against Martin Perez. That game being played in the scorching heat of Texas. And then give me Charlie Blackmon to also get a hit against Mr. Wood, who he is 13-for-27 against lifetime, and he has logged a hit in 15 of his last 20. So all 3 of those guys find green space. It's plus 152. The no hit props are a ton of fun, especially with guys that have a storied history of failing against particular hurlers. And George Springer is one of those guys of the Toronto Blue Jays. Luis Severino has had his number. He is 1-for-16 lifetime with 7 strikeouts against him. So if he's in the lineup, the under 0.5 hits at plus 130, I think, will cash. He is hitless in 4 of his last 8 games, mind you. And one more in baseball. Give me the under on Philadelphia and Seattle. 1.5 runs through the first 3 innings pitched at plus 120. Aaron Nola of the Phillies has yet to give up an earned run, first time through the order, and Robbie Ray on the bump for Seattle has given up a 2.19 ERA, first time through the order. So hopefully no more than 2 runs there, and at plus 120, I think that's tremendous value. Okay, back to the NBA. Devin Booker over 5.5 assists at plus 100 at DraftKings. He's been over this in 3 of his last 4. and also had another over in three matchups in the regular season against the Mavericks. You know, CP3's assists have been down, and Booker's been picking up the slack as a result. I think that will be more of the same tonight, at least six dimes in the box score. How about Luka Doncic, over 1.5 steals, Lundy, plus 180 at Caesars. He has gone over this in back-to-back games, and in three of his last five, we know he gets all the tick in the world at 37.8 minutes per game in this series. Phoenix has given up 6.8 steals per game in the entire NBA postseason. And speaking of the Suns, Mikal Bridges, I need one block, man. That's it. At minus 110. He's done this in 7 of 10 and three blocks in the series overall. I think he's going to get this once again, which would be the third time in his last four games. Dallas Weber getting up just 3.9 blocks per game in this NBA postseason. So there you have it. Whole bunch of picks. So hopefully right the ship and we can break out of this funk. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. And as always, until next time, fade, which is highly recommended right now, or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.